This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning. This is Joanna.
All right. Here we go. Round two. Let's head Matagorda way now. Let's go talk to Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey.
What's up, man?
The wind and rain right now.
Yes, it is.
Wind and rain. It's pretty solid over here. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's going to be a washout today.
I know. We got a 9-boat corporate deal today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. We got a 9-boat today. We've got a couple boat deal tomorrow that we're supposed to, and then Monday and Tuesday, another corporate deal with, I don't know exactly how many boats, but we got like three different ones in a row.
Hope everybody brought and their frag tags.
Here's all the, yeah. Yeah, what a good day to do a 9-boater.
Yeah, well. Yeah, and y'all can't even get in the river.
No, can't fish the river. Can't hardly fish the intercoastal. We got barges stacked up for miles.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, a lot of the intercoastal messed up.
Man.
You got to weave through them like a video game to get to the bay.
Man.
But I mean, you know, today's different, but all week's been great. I mean, it's just been a great week.
Yeah, I seen a picture of you holding up a really nice trout the other day. It looked like about a 7-pounder or so.
The one I had in the picture was the only one I weighed that day. It was 7. You're
was
right,
it?
Exactly.
Okay.
It was 7 pounds exactly. We
Good
released
looking fish.
We released probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 that day that were over 25 inches. The only one I weighed was that one. The rest I just kind of measured. They were all 26 to 27, you know, 1 or 2 28s. We released them all, but I did happen to weigh that one. But and then the next day or the day before, let's see, on Monday we just jacked around with birds and we caught 20 or 30 keepers, but nothing big, you know. And then on Tuesday, I didn't mess with birds much at all. I think I hit one group, but we just mainly drifted and had like a maybe 1 5-pounder and 15 or 20 keepers. I don't know. And then Wednesday and Thursday both, I didn't even touch a bird. I just went drifting, and I got on that pretty good school on Wednesday, I guess it was, when we caught all the big ones. I went back there yesterday, and we still released probably 3 or 4 over 25, but it wasn't quite as good as the day before. We still caught 15, 20 keepers, and, you know, we released several pretty good ones. It was a good stretch. I mean, the whole week was good. It definitely was a good week. It was perfect calm. I mean, it wasn't just right. The wind was just right to drift. Wasn't too much. Wasn't zero.
Yeah.
Perfect. Didn't have to put out drift sock or nothing. It was just perfect.
Yes, it was.
So it was, you know, I won't be able to go back to that spot I was catching all them big ones today, but that's going to be all changed now.
So y'all are going to run in this stuff today, huh?
Well, I don't know if we're going to, if it's lightning, I'm sure we won't leave the dock. You know, we're going to have to just probably going to get there and sit around and watch it and see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd do if I was in that trip. I'd pay you not to take me.
Yeah.
North 25 to 35 and raining. I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Well, we actually tried to reschedule and do it next month or the month after, but they said they couldn't reschedule. They had too much invested in, or, you know, too much going on with it. They just couldn't do it.
Yeah, they brought plenty of whiskey.
So, you know, we'll sit around and at least wait, see if we get a window for a couple hours or something, but we might not.
Yeah.
it doesn't look too good right this second.
No, radar's pretty busy.
Radar's busy, and I'm seeing lightning and everything else.
That whole area you're in down there, you're covered up with it. It's all the way from Corpus all the way to here, just training right down the coast, man.
I know.
Over to Cameron, Louisiana. It's about a 200-mile glob of nothing.
It's probably going to last most of the day.
But there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Somewhere. Maybe tomorrow. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to sit around and wait, see if we get a window. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely was a good week. Like I said, the water, I know people waded wet yesterday, you know. It was unbelievable. I was reading 78-degree water temperature yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, 78, 79. When I came in yesterday, it was like 79.
Well, let's see. Tuesday, I looked at mine, and it was saying 74.6 on my front one, and I asked my guy in the back. I said, "Ben, maybe I can't believe this water's this hot. What does mine read back there?" And he looked the one on the console. This one says 74.5. I said, "Well, yeah, it's
what it was.
There you go.
Really was.
It was Tuesday. It's been warm, man. We were.
I know.
I was cleaning fish, and I was sweating." I'm going, man, this is November.
No, it got hot two or three times out there. I couldn't believe it when I seen look down, it was like 78-something when I was heading. I said, that's crazy. And I talked to a couple guys that waded wet yesterday, and they said it was fine.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, that's...
middle of November.
Wading wet in November. How about that?
Fish did eat good, though. That's all I can say that. They ate real good. Now, I did try to throw some different stuff. It didn't seem like all I could catch them on was just a worm, you know, plastics, just throwing tails.
Yeah.
I tried top water a little bit. I caught one or two, and I did catch a big one on the Lele, on the sinking Lele. I threw it that one day that was the calmest day, and I caught one about 6 pounds on it. But I just tried a bunch of different stuff. It seemed like they wanted that worm.
That Lele will get them, man.
Oh, yeah. That's why I put it up.
Fun bait to fish with. We're fishing with Charlie on the 19th, me and David and Tony, and I'll definitely have a box of Lele's in my waders. You can bank on that.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't waiting any this week, but I did tie that one on because it was real calm. I said, I can throw this sinker. And like second cast, I caught a 6-pounder. And then I threw it for a little while longer, and I think I caught one more on it. Then we moved somewhere, and the next thing you know, I ended up with a worm back on. But it's definitely a really good bait.
Yeah.
I like how they feel when they hit it. When they hit it, they knock the fire out of it.
You know, it's fun like a corky bite, man. You know.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, or like the mirror bites too.
Like a mirror lure or corky bite. It's just there's I love catching them on plugs. Golly, that's fun.
It's a hard thump when they hit it.
Yeah, it is. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and hook up with you in Matagorda when the weather gets a little better, how do they get a hold of you?
They can look me up online, Captain Tommy Alexander. Give me a call, 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Well, y'all, good luck today down there.
Yeah.
You're going to
see what happens.
All right, brother.
Yeah,
All right, take care. All right. That's Captain Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda. Now let's get on the road and go with Captain Blaine Friermuth. He's driving in some nasty stuff this morning. Blaine, good morning.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
We're traveling south in the rain.
59 with a hammer down.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite to 59 yet. I'm still in the beltway, but. We're moving pretty good. Moving pretty good.
Were all them wrecks still on 225 when you come through there? No, you got on at the Beltway. The ones I went through were after the Beltway. So,
but it's nasty. The rain is intermittent. All of a sudden, you're going along, and it's just misting, and then, bam, you're hitting hard rain.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Not fun.
No.
Getting on back. Head on back down there. Got a couple of deer hunters this weekend. That's it. Finally got some deer hunting weather.
Yeah.
For us, it was last weekend. It was foggy and hot. It was terrible for opener. And that's the problem with South Texas. It can be 90, or it can be, you'll be lucky if you get 50.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. Fog in the morning and hot in the afternoon.
Boy, I hate hunting in the fog. Just
yeah. We still got, some of the people still got a deer, though. It was pretty good. We got a nice 10-point, a couple of 8-points. You know, there's something about everybody wanting to be on opening day. You know, some people just have to be there, and that's fine. We've had some really good opening days in the past 35 years, but I'd say that percentage-wise, you do better on December 15th instead of November 15th.
Exactly.
Way better. But all of our quail, they're paired off. They're nesting right now. The birds that we're getting are juveniles. They're almost full-grown, but not quite. There's tons of coveys like that, but for the major part, every mature bird's on nest right now. Pretty crazy for November. Of course, it's been hot and wet, and that's what they do.
Man, what year was that? We had that banner quail year down there like this year's shaping up to be when it was just, there was like four different sizes of birds. I mean, one covey would rise and it'd be little bumblebees, and the next one, big old fat ones, you know?
Yeah, it was,
remember that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when it rains all year in South Texas and all that grass grows. Those quail are prolific, man. They get going. And the minute that they're mature, then they start doing the egg routine, popping out eggs. So it's pretty crazy. But, you know, one bad storm or something can go wrong and it'll kill every one of them. I remember one year it snowed on opening day of quail season. We had the DeVilla family down there.
I remember that.
Every quail died. I mean, every one of them. It was crazy. Those quail are used to 100 degrees, not 25 degrees.
You're right.
But it looks good down there. Boy, I've never seen so many flowers and grass and weeds of all kinds. And you know, weeds is good because that produces seeds. And that's good stuff for all the birds.
And then all the rains created a lot of bugs for the quail, you know, grasshoppers and all that. So
it's crazy. It's crazy. Cricket population's doing good.
Crickets.
Pretty crappie fisherman.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's get some crickets. Get you a cricket box going. We're gonna go to the pond and get some goggle eye perch. Hey, hang on, man. Let me do a quick commercial break. I'll come back to you.
I'm with you.
Stay with me, man.
Okay. More of the Outdoor Show continues now. Presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. Weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it. Raining like hell. Always a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 right here in the Bayou City. I might add rainy, breezy, windy Bayou City for the next few days. And I think winter's going to settle in after all this. And we can get a flounder run going. All right, let's go back and finish up with Captain Blaine Fryer Mood. All right, Mood, we are back, my friend.
I'm here.
We were talking quail and all the logistics of South Texas, how it thrives after a wet year we've had. And what are your deer looking like? Are they real healthy and, you know, look like they've been through a hard summer?
No, they haven't had trouble. The coolest thing about it is on a good year, the does have twin fawns. We got twin fawns everywhere. So it makes your deer population just about double.
Yeah.
So, you know, you sit in the blind and you go, wow.
Look at
there's
all the
30 deer out here.
Yeah, there's 30 deer under that feeder, man.
Every doe's got two babies now. So it's pretty cool. We open day, we hunted three different ranches, and it was terrible. I mean, it was just terrible. I mean, we saw deer and a few bucks, but mostly does and just babies.
Mm-hmm.
And, I knew it was going to be trouble. I got in one of my favorite blinds on Saturday morning, and there's three deer walking together, and they walked across two lanes that I just poured the corn out. You know how I do it. I grained about 10 lanes off my blind over there. And the deer just walked right across the corn. I said, whoa. You know, and they hadn't been fed in a week with corn. So I knew it was going to be trouble. But Lou, one of the guys that works with us down there, guides from Bay County, he went over to Montavos, which is a ranch 30 miles north over there, and it's been green all year long. It's just, you know, it doesn't have any cows on it. And the deer went nuts over there, the bucks. He saw like 13 bucks and 20 does at his first hunt Saturday morning. And Saturday afternoon, he saw the same thing at a different blind. He saw 12 or 15 bucks and 25 does. So, anyway, it's crazy because those deer have had enough green stuff all summer, and they were ready for corn. And the deer on the main ranch and all the places around the south end of the county over there, it was drier, and they just got green. You know, we started really getting a lot of rain in September, and those deer still won't eat the green stuff. They don't care about corn.
Right.
So it's crazy. But it's a good thing we got property in different locations. So we just switched everybody over to the ranch north of town, and boom, the hunt was great. That's where we got our deer. But let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, doves are a 10. Quail, I would say once this hatch gets through and the quail get back together, it's going to be an 8 or a 9. And the deer hunting should be, you know, close to it, too. Numbers of deer is going to look good. It's going to really look good every time you go to a blind and see 30 or 40 deer.
Yeah.
So it's weather makes the bucks happen, though. The colder it gets, the better it is for the bucks. They move better when it's cooler. And then, of course, our rut doesn't get started until after January. You know, about Christmas time, things start getting good in our rut.
Yeah.
So up in the north end of the county, up there in Duval County, it starts sooner. It'll start a little bit before Christmas. So it's crazy. Just 30 miles difference makes a difference in the rut.
It does.
It's unbelievable.
It, people don't realize that, but it really does. It makes a difference.
We're looking forward to it. It's just been such a fantastic dove season. I'm telling everybody that comes after the, I think we start back on the 12th of December for doves. I'm telling everybody, bring your shotgun. You can shoot doves for 30 minutes and have a blast, then go to the deer blind in the afternoons.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. You know, just a combo hunt. Lots of fun.
Yes, it is.
Never a dull moment down there, Bubba. It's never.
And it's a dull moment when it's foggy and hot. If you want to be laid back, you can too. You know, you can.
That's right. You can hunt as hard as you want, or you can sit back and just enjoy the atmosphere, whatever you want to do.
You can sit in the lodge and watch a little cable TV and then sit around a nice open fire at night and enjoy a great dinner over mesquite coals. It's kind of hard to beat, man.
We get a lot of guys bring their wives. You know, lots of guys bring their wives. They're not real hunters, but once they get down there, you know, it's comfortable. It's, you know, it's you have nice bathrooms and central air and heat and TVs and all that. You got somebody cooking for you. You can sit around and rest. And a lot of guys bring their wives just so they can hang out.
Yeah, it's not the Houstonian, but it's comfortable. You got a roof over your head, running water, air conditioning. Hey, all the comforts of home, baby.
We've been there 35 years.
Deer camp, a good deer.
It is. It's a deer camp. We get lots of big boys come down there. They've been all over the whole world, and they feel just fine down there. But we just hunt hard, and we live the South Texas life of a hunting scene. That's it. Just exactly what you can imagine. That's what it is. And that wildlife comes alive down there at times. You just can't believe it. You're sitting there and don't see anything, and all of a sudden, just everything starts moving at one time. Deer, birds.
Crawling out of the woodwork.
You know, predators. Oh, it's crazy. Javelinas, hogs, you name it. Badgers. Man, I got a pretty good mountain lion on one end of the property down there. I was mowing a while back, and that mountain lion ran
right
out in front of me.
Is that the one over by northeast?
It's over on the number 12 blind, way over there on the east side of the property.
On the main
there.
Ranch, yeah, okay.
On the main ranch, yeah, yeah. And that mountain lion wasn't more scared of me than the man in the moon. He just kind of looked back at me and just kind of walked away.
Yeah, if you'd have been in a stand with a rifle hanging out the window, he would have been, though.
No. It's pretty cool to see one in the wild.
Yeah,
you know, there's such an elusive
that's
animal.
That's the ultimate
a lot
trophy
of down
for
there.
Me. I mean, that's my ultimate trophy there.
We'd definitely get a full mount. You got to get a full mount on a mountain lion if you ever get one down there. That's more rare than a Boone and Crockett buck.
That's a real boo-boo kitty right there.
Yeah, they eat lots of deer. They say they eat a deer a week.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
That's not good.
But they got to eat, too, and we got plenty of deer. I don't, you know,
yeah,
I can tell you that.
You know, even after that drought and all that, you know, everything that went bad, you still had a lot of deer. You know, that's what was amazing, you know, after all
that. Well, if you feed them, they will come. And you know the story. We're all low fence, okay? There's lots of people don't hunt deer down there. And so we put corn out, and all of a sudden, everybody's bringing their friends back over to the feast on the corn fest, you know?
That's it.
So we have lots of deer to look at. It ain't like everybody thinks, though. There's not a Boone and Crockett under every bush like you see on TV. I mean, the average mature whitetail on low fence.
Those guys on
TV
shoot hundreds of hours of video and hunt all year to get that one good program, you know, at one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, if you want a deer like that, you're going to have to, you know, stay dedicated.
Fork it out.
And fit. Well, look at me. I've hunted all my life. I've been very devoted to it, and it's just it's one of those things.
What is it? Scoring-wise, what's the biggest deer that you've shot at our ranch? I don't even know. You know, our customers kill bigger deer than we do.
That 12-pointer I killed on my birthday went 142 and 5/8.
There you go. And that's a magnificent deer for anywhere. I don't care anywhere in the world.
And that big 9-pointer with no brow tines went 137. So, you know, if it had brow tines, it'd have been a 140 also.
No, I'm not a big.
Those are nice deer. Deer, man.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere in the world on low fence that's not protein fed, you know, they're native deer and you're hunting them. Hunting is hunting. It's not killing. It's all part of the hunt.
That's it.
And when somebody gets a really nice deer down there, which we do, we kill 150s and 160s. That's extreme. I mean, you're just lucky. That's all it is. And most of them get harvested during the rut, late in the year, the big ones. Once we get all that activity going on the ranch and hunting quail and doves, those 4 or 5 year old bucks say, you know what? It's time for us to start doing this stuff at night. We got to get away from these people. Yeah. They know a lot more about us than we know about them.
You got that right. Those big smart ones get nocturnal till the rut starts, and then they get real stupid.
You know, even on the big ranch, they do that.
All right, man. Well, I got to run. I got to go get my buddy TCD down at the dike, man. So throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming down to South Texas and experiencing a great, great hunt.
They can call me at 713-703-6656. I'll answer the phone.
I know you will. All right, Blaine. Y'all be safe going down. Be careful.
All right, I'll call you later. Okay, bud.
All right,
take
care. All right, let's go to Mr. Dave Fremont. Hello, David. Good morning, sir.
Hello there, Captain Mickey.
What's up?
Not much is up, but there's a lot coming down.
Yeah, there is. Rain coming down. That wind's blowing it sideways. It's a little raw out there this morning.
I mean, I got here on the dike about an hour ago, and it's a good thing I left a little early, kind of like you mentioned you left early, because since the time I got here, we've had a squall come through here, and it's just now easing up, but, I mean, it looked like Harvey was coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real out here. In fact, there's a fuse disconnect on a power pole out here, and it looks like somebody's up there welding. It looks like it's fixing the bows. And when I get off the phone, I think I'll see if the power, give them a heads up, see if the power company wants to just let it go until it's gone or come out here and take a look at it. But we'll see what happens. But, it's going to be a rainy day, it looks like, and we might just be able to take it easy a little bit today.
Today's one of those laid-back kind of days.
Yeah. Might just go back home, take a little nap, Mickey. I don't know.
I will this morning. Hey, when I get out of here, I've always got a nap in my future when I get back to Chambers County.
I mean, we can't stay pretty looking if we don't get our beauty rest,
When you're as ugly as I am, you got to have that beauty sleep, man.
Shoot, man, when I'm in a beauty contest with you, I come in second.
I don't know about that.
Well, I tell you, we've had a pretty interesting week, though. Not too many flounder are showing up. There's one leader, the guy that's holding up, he's had it for at least about a week and a half now. Not too many fish have been entered, but I think his name is Herbert Juppie, and he's got one in there that's an upper 6-pound flounder. And
nice.
But he's entered 4 or 5 fish, and he came in the other day with another one, and it was pretty close to 5. So he's got a little old honey hole. I'm going to have to follow him around, see where he's going. But he was telling me he was using little old pinfish. Some people call them piggy perch around here, and I don't guess it matters. But he uses pinfish, and I really like to use those too. But he said he's been catching a few and far between, but I think everybody's been mentioning, we just keep hanging on to wait till the next cold front, so we'll
see
what happens.
This one right here will be the telltale. You know, it'll, I think we'll get a significant water temperature drop, and I think this'll kick it off. This should do it.
I'm gonna go along with that theory, and I think it'll prove out to be a fact.
I may be wrong, but I'm sticking to my guns, man.
They've got to go, Mickey, or we're in trouble.
We're gonna find out how many flounder we have. You betcha.
Yeah, them mamas are gonna do it. We've had some pretty good reports of some speckled trout down here too, Mickey. I've got a fellow that I know. He lives up in your neck of the woods, but he comes down here and fishes off of Skyline Drive. Wade fishes
smart
a
man.
Lot on a regular basis. Yeah.
Smart man.
for all the right reasons. But he caught a limit, a nice speckled trout and I think it was a 20 or 21 inch flounder. I think he probably caught it accidentally because he loves to catch those trout, but, had a real nice stringer that he came in with. And I guess that was around Tuesday, I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and me and a buddy had waited out the day before, pretty much in the same spot that that Ralph fishes, and we caught four flounder. We caught two November limits of two, but I think all four of those flounder probably would have measured maybe 20 inches. I mean, they were little bitty small flounder,
little old males.
But, yeah, that's pretty much the way things are going out here. We'll get through this rain, let this cool weather come in, set in for a few days, and I think things might just get a little bit interesting out here.
How's your bait supply and your seafood supply right now?
Well, Jason's been really, really doing a good job of rounding the folks up to keep us with live finger mullet because so many folks like to use them. We even go out and get a bunch of those mud minnows for the first time. In a while, we've got a good stock of those, and then we've got plenty of live shrimp. The shrimpers did a fine job yesterday getting things stocked up, and I don't believe they'll be going out today. All the boats are in port here on the bike, but and on the seafood end, waiting on you to come down and get some of these shrimp. We've got plenty of them.
Before Christmas, when I make my Christmas trip, I'm just saving my time to come down there, and I'll just get oysters and shrimp and head to South Texas and live it large, share it with all my friends.
We'll have you fixed up. We've got a bunch of the 912s, the offshore shrimp, and different counts, all the way on down to whatever size folks want. And we supply an awful lot of those to the grocery stores in the area as well. So we keep a good supply of those. But we're in pretty good shape. Looks like on everything. All we're going to need this weekend is some customers.
That's
and I don't know what we'll do.
We'll see what Mother Nature does about that. That's a toss up right now. We'll see how the weather permits. And
yes, anyway, sir.
Dave, it's always a pleasure talking to you. If somebody wants to enter the flounder tournament or, you know, call Boyd's and all that, give them a number and a web address where they can get a hold of you guys and get signed up.
Okay, the flounder tournament's going strong. I can't believe it. We've got so many people participating, not just for fishing, but they just like to join up because we give a lot of stuff away all tournament long. We've got about 350 people in it now.
Dang.
And it still is only $20. It's going to run all the way to December 31st. Boydsonestop.com to do it online, and then we'd love to see you just come by the store and see us and sign up, and we just do it for fun. And that's what it is. And hopefully the flounder will oblige. And thank you, Mickey, for letting me stop in this morning.
409-945-4001. That's the number dial right there. I got that on speed dial, man.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, Dave, good talking to you. Thanks for the report, and hang in there. It'll get better, I promise you.
All right. I'll see you soon.
All right, brother. See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tech City Dave, good old boy right there. Had some interesting conversations with him over the years. He grew up down there, and he's seen it all.
The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress, jumped on in and we drove to the lake, put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck, Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 541 right here in the Bayou City. All right, we got two more callers we got to get to, and I think it might be a wrap. All right, John Littleton. We've been trying to get him on for a while here. John, we finally got you in. What's up, man?
Oh, man, just enjoying the show this morning. A lot of hunting sounds like going on.
Yeah, well, did we talk about hunting? I think I did with Jimmy. Yeah,
a little bit
of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up, man?
Oh, man, just hadn't been out doing very much, Mickey. I mean, I have been hunting a little bit, but, you know, the fishing's been, it's been off. The lake's still real muddy. I mean, the catfish guys are loving it. It just seems like the muddier it gets, and those catfish just go crazy over at Lake Houston. You know, those guys, I cross over the lake, you know, just about every day, and you know, there's an area right there by the 1960 bridge area, and those guys have those noodles set out there and just chasing them around, you know, and talked to a few guys there at the marina. They're actually catching some pretty good catfish, you know, 4 or 5 pounds, you know, seems like chicken liver seems to work the best. I guess it puts off a little bit more scent, but they're catching a few, and I hadn't heard anything else about any crappie and no bass fishing reports. I mean, I haven't even been out myself, so, you know, it's just kind of taking it easy. I did get to shoot a deer last weekend, not a big rack, but a little old spike, but it was an older deer, a lot of meat on it. So
there you go.
I'm not much of a horn hunter. I mean, there's guys up there that do, but I just soon kill me a big old doe or a spike or something, you know, just put some meat in the freezer.
That's true. But, you can't eat the horns, but they sure are pretty good when you kill a big one, man.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not going to pass on
it's
one,
like
you know,
big
if
old
I see
bass,
it.
That elusive, you know, double-digit bass, you know you're not going to catch them too often, but when you do, you're gonna mount one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's we had a really good time, you know, at the camp last weekend. You know, you and Blaine were talking. We had a couple guys, Mickey, that didn't even go out. And I was thinking, we were talking Sunday afternoon. We never turned the TV on all weekend, you know, and it's like, you know, we're all just hanging out, talking and having a good time. And, oh, my God, we ate so much. It was like, you know, it was unreal.
Yeah.
You know, we got a couple of them guys that can cook. I mean, a lot of people can just throw stuff together, but these guys know how to cook. And, man, it was good times hanging around and just talking, getting caught up from the year and getting some plans together for this year. So, but it's all good. Everything's great.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got to talk because I know we've been hit and miss the last few weeks, but. You know,
Lake
Houston, that's just the way it is this time of year and what they've been doing with the lake and then all this rain and just, you know, they have to keep dropping it and that's part of it.
Yeah, and they still got that dredging program going on up there and they're, that I think is creating a lot of the, you know, the off-colored water also.
It is.
Because those, you know, I mean, it just, that's just the way it is. But I did want to mention, Mickey, you know, next year in January, we start back tournaments, you know, and there's, you know, a lot of the tournaments out there are not really expensive. We get some, you know, a lot of new people in that want to just go out and tournament fish. There's one tournament trail that's only like $50, the Lake Houston Anglers, and that's for our team. So, I mean, you know, it's $25 a piece,
that's nothing.
To fish. So, but it's good. It's right here local and, you know, we catch a lot of bass out there. So,
if somebody's looking for something to do and meet some new fishermen and get involved, that's a good way to do it. And, John, I might have to run, but if somebody wants to call you for more information on getting involved like that and want to talk to you about Lake Houston, how they get a hold of you, man.
They can just call me on my cell at 281-222-8544.
All right,
and,
John.
You know, be glad to talk about fishing. That's just about all I do. So
that's it.
All right.
Fish on the brain, baby. All right,
there
John.
There you go.
Nice talking to you.
Right.
Have a good weekend. See you.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right, now let's go to Mr. Plog down in G-Town. James, what's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, just weeding through it, man. Just trying to get everybody on. It's been busy. I couldn't get a hold of nobody. Hey, couldn't get a hold of anybody yesterday. I was dog and ponying it yesterday and today.
Man,
just,
everybody was – well, the time changed, man. Everybody's rolling early, bro. I had to roll early. I guess I'm the only one that didn't catch them yesterday. Everybody called them.
Huh? The way you've been – you didn't get them yesterday and you've been killing them.
No, Mickey, I ain't.
Hey, it happens. It happens. You've been
humbled. Well, it's what you get when you ain't. I mean, really, I'm living on really one thing. Is calm winds, and you know, I'm fishing. You know, one or two places. So yesterday I hadn't either. We had an east wind. It finally went northeast hard, which I ain't set up for, and then everything else turned to mud. So no, I didn't. I think we caught seven trout and two red, but luckily I had the guys that were with me, whatever day it was.
That sounded like Tuesday. My Monday trip. And then went back to the same place on Tuesday and caught them. So, you know,
I took these guys to this place Tuesday and I thought to you, well, I counted our fish and turned some loose, but when the sun came up, we had caught 35.
Yeah.
Pretty good fish. And then you can't get no faster than that. And then, so I had the same guy. Anyway, nothing I'm doing is set up for no east wind, northeast wind like that. So I was in trouble.
A lot of our places that we're supposed to be set up for this time of year are pretty much flushed out right now. So
yeah, it's no good. And, Mickey, where I'm fishing, the water's horrible anyway. You know, and when the wind blows,
and the water I'm catching them in is I wouldn't call it good by any means.
But see how much better you did. Just like Monday, we caught them Monday, but we struggled. And then Tuesday, when you smoked them, we smoked them. But it was beautiful. It was dead slick, a little foggy. I mean, that's what we had all week till yesterday. And yesterday, honestly, I looked at the buoy weather, and it was supposed to be like 3 to 4 knots in the morning, and then the front coming. But it never worked out like that. Dana still caught a few fish. I was dead in the water, man. Finally, about 1 o'clock, my guy said, dude, let's go home, man. Let's go. You got to go home, but you can't stay here, man.
That's it. Or how about old Tommy Alexander and him got a million boat trip this morning down there, all them people. That's, I'd hate to have that hanging over my head this morning.
Good luck. Hey, here's what I tell them about stuff like that. Two things. Number one, you're going to be stupid, you better be tough. And the first time you ask me, what do you think, what about, we're going in.
We're putting it on a trailer.
We're done. I mean, I'm telling you guys, do not go. You're not going to catch nothing, you know? I mean, but I don't know. They might catch something. Maybe they got the river. I guess the river's trash.
No,
though,
their
huh?
river's wiped out. They don't have the river.
So then what do you do down there?
Yeah.
Fish in the harbor?
Hope and pray.
Hey, you could fish in the harbor.
Some of that hoping and praying fishing.
Yeah, those big boats, you know, I was lucky. We had a deal like that a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I said, hey, man, y'all sure y'all want this? Yeah, well, you know, we're already here, and yeah. I can't believe it. We smoked them both days, so you never know.
You never know.
I kind of know about this day.
Well, I wouldn't. 25 to 35 out of the north and raining. I've stayed in the truck and not gone duck hunting that kind of weather before, too.
Yeah. But you know yourself, after this is over, fishing will get better. I think the water temperature has been as high as 75. Cloud cover yesterday, I think when I came in, it was 72, barely 72, like 72.1. Yeah. But for November, you know, you ought to be around 63, 64. So
at least, you know, yeah.
This is going to go in the low. This is going to go in the 50s if it does what it says.
Well, I hope it does. We'll get some snapping
You know, and I'm fishing places you should be catching flounder, Mickey. You know, we're not flounder fishermen. We catch one or two a day.
Yeah, but I'm not catching
any.
I mean, I'm just not catching any flounder. I don't know what the deal is. I hope those folks have a good flounder run this year down there. But if they're waiting on them to come up from where I'm at, there's not any.
Well, they're waiting to get through from where I'm at. They got to come by me. It's a long way from where they're. Hey, but you'll find out Saturday. Everybody and their brother will be. There'll be 9 million people flying or fishing tomorrow.
That's it.
They won't sink getting over there because you can't put in for yacht basin no more.
No, you got to launch elsewhere and head to the Galveston Channel.
You ought to see them putting in at Fat Boys and Causeway. You know, when that north wind blows hard, you got to run unprotected, you know, over there. I'm surprised they don't sink more of them trying to get them a flounder.
Well, that's true.
You'd be better off going to HEB and buying you a flounder.
I heard that. It'd be a lot less lot less painful. Trouble. Might live through it, too.
Yeah, and you, hey, and you go in your car.
Unless you get run over in a parking lot. I almost got ran over in a parking lot yesterday. That's my pet peeve. I can't believe when you go to a grocery store and people driving 20 and 30 miles an hour through the parking lots. It just, why is everybody in such a hurry?
Everybody's in a hurry. Hey, I told my guys, they listen to your show. Good dudes, man. They fished with me Wednesday, and we smoked them. They had fished in Matagorda the day before and caught five, and we caught a limit, and I think we were through about 9:30. So I told them, I said, hey, look, man, everybody, not only do not be late, because I don't know them. I'm out there getting stuff rigged up. It's a 4:45, and this truck pulls up, and these guys get out. I said, what are y'all doing? Are you James? I said, you going with me? He said, well, yeah. I said, dude, you're like 2 hours early. He said, well, you said don't be late. And I said, man, hey, when we got through fishing, I told him, I said, there's a lot of things I'll tell y'all, but I'll never tell you don't be late no more.
That's it. Hey, remember that time funny. I booked that guy who was a rice farmer down in Brazoria County or somewhere? His name was Adolf Alloy, him and his boy.
I remember Adolf.
Hey, they showed up to that old Crawley's that morning. And he had that big old dually pickup. He had four giant ice chests in it. And he wanted to put them all in my boat. I said, hey, I got coolers for fish. He said, yeah, but we're going with you. We're going to meat haul them. We heard all about you. And I said, man, that is putting pressure on a guy before he ever leaves the dock, show up with four giant coolers like that.
But, oh, yeah.
We went out and just, we obliterated them. We whacked them, man.
Yep. He said, I told you, I remember that Adolf guy. Boy, that was 100 years ago.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
That was from the old Crawley, I think.
Yeah, that was back then. That was in the early 80s.
Was that you or Daryl that guy caught that big old drum and strapped him on the hood like a deer?
That was Daryl. He had to take that drum home and put him on the hood of his car, strapped it down, and carried that nasty wormy thing all the way back to wherever it came from.
I remember he drove off with that drum on the hood of that car.
That is nasty, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Oh, well. James, I don't know. What are you going to do today? Chase rabbits?
Yeah, I'm going to kill a few rats, baby. We still killing them rats,
do
man.
Do a little rat killing, man.
Do a little rat killing. Clean up from however many days I've been. And I guess, I don't know, man. I looked at it. I don't see going back to work till maybe Sunday. I mean, I'm not going to go fish up north up there. So I don't know where I'm going. Actually, I don't know. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here and lose half the month.
Sit there and fish in your backyard right there. Maybe this will cool it down. You might get them going again.
It's got to get colder, though, bro. I mean, you know, seven. But we'll see.
We'll put them at a valuable number out. Somebody wants to live a dream and go to the bottom and catch a million of them.
Come on. We'll get millions of them. 409-935-7242.
All right, James. See you, brother. Take care.
Bye, buddy. We'll this afternoon.
We're going to do it. All right, later. Bye. All right, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning right here at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.